It is a generative writing retreat. People come together in the space at Mount Sequoia for 2.5 days to work on just making new poems with the guidance of our two faculty members, Franny Choi and Nate Marshall.
The best way that I can think to describe them, you know, they have sort of unique aesthetics and bodies of work. They both have books coming out in the next year or so. They're sort of both, I think, really interested in poetry that communicates, you know. It's probably based on their roots in slam and performance poetry, but when I'm reading their work, I don't really feel like I have to navigate a barrier or to sort of get, okay, I have to get myself in poetry reading brain. Like, it really feels like there's someone across the room talking to me, saying these things. It's a pretty immediately accessible language, not just in terms of vocabulary, but also in terms of the images they build and things like that. So I think that's going to be a really helpful and exciting avenue into the kind of work they're going to help us make at the retreat.
And building on that idea of accessibility, you know, it I would say more like openness. It's an open kind of poetry that also is challenging. It's like challenging in a gentle and loving way. So when you're reading these, their poems, it often feels sort of like you're having a conversation and then suddenly something has dawned on you.
And we also have a pretty significant community building aspect to it. So alongside generating prodigiously, you're spending a lot of time with a fairly small group of people, kind of building new connections, relationships both in a friendship sense, but also in kind of future networking capacities. We really are interested in poetry community, so we try to emulate that in our retreat as well.
There's one-on-one conferences with the faculty, but also there's just a lot of time to focus on making new work and spending time with other people. We cook all the meals.
Also, I think it is an actualization of our mission, which is to not only create and celebrate poetry, but to do it as a family that is, you know, supporting each other. Because there's lots of sort of abstract evocations of, oh, I love poetry community and artistic community, but, you know, when you really get down to it, like, what are you feeding each other? Is everybody eating? Is everybody safe? Are we inside, you know? Are we checking in with each other?
And are we holding each other? Are we, you know, building friendships that can last beyond, you know, coming together in a physical space to build relationships that can last beyond that? So we know, you know, from social media that some of our retreat attendees from last year, you know, hang out with each other on the weekends.
They're still friends. It makes me feel, I get lots of feelings about it.